Wow, that's amazing music from Nookie Jones on Center Stage Minnesota. And we're lucky enough to have the voice you just heard in the studio, the person with that voice, Cameron Kinghorn and Kevin Gastongue. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, sir.
The deep low voice was Cameron that you heard there. I got to make sure I've got all these mics in the right order here.
Here we are. Check.
All right. Cameron, where does that voice come from? That's amazing.
Oh, man. I grew up singing since I was a kid. I always like to say it came from my mom singing around the house. She's got a beautiful voice. Yeah, so I've been singing since I was a little kid and just kind of have developed into what I'm doing now.
Yeah, and was it always this kind of music or has it been all kinds
of music? It's kind of been all over the place.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed and loved soul in R&B. Again, like my mom listened to all the stuff when she was growing up. I've liked all kinds of different music, and it's kind of been the last, I don't know, 15 years or so, 10, 15 years of really digging into R&B and soul and funk.
Yeah, and this is a new sound, Kevin. This new Nookie Jones has been, what, a couple years?
This
year and a half?
Like, no,
or is it longer
we've been
than
doing
that?
This for three, 4 years now.
Three or four years? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but we're relatively new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where does that sound, or how did that sound get developed from you guys who I've read are musicians in all sorts of other things? Like you said before off air, you're a 7 day a week musician. So you must be doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. At least for me, being a keyboardist, I ended up playing a lot of R&B when I was coming up on the scene. I didn't expect that, but maybe because my parents weren't musicians and I didn't really know anything about it, but ended up getting work in the R&B area. So for me, a lot of that was just out of circumstance. So that kind of led me into getting into a lot of artists like, I mean, obviously the Prince stuff and D'Angelo and all Stevie and all that stuff. I mean, it kind of inspired from like Jose James originally.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of the model at first.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely kind of have gone, we started there and then kind of all got together. And from there, it's changed as naturally as it would happen.
Sure.
But I think that would be a good way to put it of starting artist or a vision for it at first.
That's interesting. I guess I realize that people look at bands and follow them, but you named someone specifically like that was the model. That's interesting.
That's
my
perspective on it.
Yeah.
And I think...
I mean, I'd say it's, definitely like inspiration, mm-hmm. Obviously that's huge. And there's, a whole list of people. It's like, these people are people that we really love and appreciate their music. Yeah, I think pretty quickly it just became its own thing. It's like, got together, started writing songs, and it was like, yeah, this is our sound. We have our own thing going on. So,
and the sound idea is interesting. I wanted to talk about that a little bit because I heard something totally unrelated, but there was some artist that had a song, and they were playing the song, and they said, oh, that's the Minnesota sound there. And it was, what they meant was that was Prince. Because
it
absolutely sounded like Prince, the song did. What do you think the Minnesota sound is now? I mean, we've moved... I mean, there's still Prince, obviously, but there's a different sound, I would say, nowadays. How do you feel like that's been changing?
Yeah, it's definitely, it is a little different now. I mean, it's a little more modern. There's always hints of that, and especially in our newer stuff, I think there's going to be some more, definitely some more funk in some of the new things that we're recording. I think there's a lot of, definitely a lot of funk and... soul. There's a lot of horns going on right now in the Twin Cities, which is really cool.
Absolutely.
So I think it's kind of all that, and then a lot of heavy groove and R&B things that are going on in the Twin Cities. A lot of really cool bands that are making some really interesting new music.
Let's hear a song. Tell me, Cameron, tell me about this song.
Yeah, this song is it's called Pardon Me. I feel like it's got a little bit of a late 90s, early 2000s R&B thing going on, which is a huge influence on the sound of this band. But it's got some modern, some newer sounds to it too.
All right, so this is Nookie Jones. We're hearing them today on Center Stage Minnesota, and this is their song called Pardon Me.
I can see you wear that smile while you try to pretend that you will never make me feel like this again. Now it's on my mind that you lied the first and second time when you told me not to worry about your friend. Had me thinking everything would be okay. And believing every word I heard you say. Now I know when you said you love sleeping in my bed, you were getting what you want another way. I'm not here for you. I ran out of sympathy the moment you ran out on me. I'm not hearing you. Excuse me, miss, pardon me. You don't get my loyalty. Hold up, back up. What the hell you lying for? Telling me that you don't see him anymore. Why don't you call up your number one so you can tell him that we're done and say what's up for me? Oh, baby. I'm not here for you. I ran out of sympathy the moment you ran out on me. I'm not hearing you. Excuse me, miss, pardon me. You don't get my loyalty. Sympathy the moment you ran out on me. I'm not hearing you. Excuse me, miss, pardon me. You don't get my loyalty. I'm not here for you. I ran out of sympathy the moment you ran out on me. I'm not hearing you. Excuse me, miss, pardon me. You don't get my loyalty. I'm not here for you.
Great. That's Nookie Jones on Center Stage Minnesota. You're hearing the vocals from Cameron Kinghorn, and the keyboard player is Kevin Gastongue. Thank you guys so much for that. I love that sound, Cameron. When you're writing a song, are you hearing the music right away? Or are you sometimes getting the lyrics right away? I know it's kind of a standard question, but I'm always interested in how people answer that question.
Yeah,
it's so unique.
The drummer, Reed, and myself write most of the music.
Okay.
And Kevin's done some of the harmonic writing too. But a lot of times someone will come to the table with a harmonic idea, and then I'll improvise some melodies and then develop those melodies into what we want it to be. We always end with the lyrics. We've been talking about trying to start a tune, having just the lyrics ready to go right away at the beginning, which I've done before with some other things. But yeah, so a lot of times it starts with the music first and then the words come later.
Interesting. And yeah. And so when you say you always end with the lyrics, tell me what that means.
Yeah, so it's like, well, it is kind of interesting, because it's like we'll have these melodies, and then a lot of times it's like I'll have an idea of a sound. I'm like, this is exactly how the sound of this line like needs to end. And then a lot of times it's like writing to what we already have. And we'll always like, we'll have the music done, and then it's like, all right, like, what's the story? Like, what are we hearing? What's the story here? And then from there, we'll start to build, like, a story and characters. And yeah, so we always start with the music and then let the music inspire the the story. Yeah.
And what kind of surprises do you have when you do that? Are there sometimes, is it really crazy?
Yeah,
I would think
it
might be.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's like you'll come across or like start to work on something that, yeah, you weren't quite necessarily expecting. But I think a lot of times the music really doesn't form. Like, it's like you can tell what the song is supposed to be about,
mm-hmm.
you know, by the time that we get to the writing.
And what's your take on that, Kevin? That's interesting. How does that work for you when you're doing that?
Yeah, it's just one way. I mean, there's a million ways to write a song. We tend to start with the kind of like I said, the chords and all that stuff. It's like we're just molding something, and everything that we do add on influences everything else. And like Cameron was saying, like when we get to the lyrics, often we have to start changing the music a little bit. We kind of have to adjust, and the picture gets formed more. And it's it's really cool.
So on the keyboards, how does that work for you? What is it? What changes from the beginning to the end? I know everything mm-hmm. might, but what kind of things change?
I guess I have a better idea of how I want to approach the keyboards. I think a lot of us in this band kind of have a lot of production and producing skills,
mm-hmm.
and we're all thinking big picture. For me, I'm not like thinking that much about the actual notes that I'm playing
mm-hmm.
or like the actual physical what I'm gonna be playing, but I'm thinking of like the harmonics
yeah.
of the whole song. And once we get all these things in place, I can find where I fit inside it. And then you know, the horns are gonna be up here in this register, so I should stay away from there, and I'll fill in the gaps, and we're all kind of filling in holes and stuff. And so yeah, the more material we have, like especially when you get the lyrics on, the horns on, the more we can figure out where things are going to go. But I think we're all in this band we're just kind of thinking of the big picture, and we just got to throw shit out at the wall, you know?
It sounds super collaborative, and it's interesting to think about how that works when you do that. And are there times when it's a struggle? Not meaning fisticuffs, but are there times, Cameron, when it's difficult?
I think not a whole lot. I mean, it's great that we have this specific group of people. Is like everyone is really respectful and really respects each other. You know, there'll be occasional times it's like, I like this idea, I like this idea, and it's just like a little bit of a taste difference. But you know, we've never had any actual problems with writing. It's always felt really good.
So it must feel pretty good at the end, I would think, you know, by the time you're all done.
Well, if it doesn't, we keep going. You know, we, why doesn't it feel good?
Yeah.
And, cool. we go for it.
Wow.
We try to finish.
That's really great. So as you have been out and about, how are people receiving Nookie Jones?
Things have been good.
Yeah?
Yeah. We've had a lot of fun. It's been a lot of really good shows. And it's always fun when you come to a new market and people are really digging what you're doing.
Yeah, so, that's really fun. And Kevin, is there a Nookie Jones?
We keep joking about that.
I'm sure.
I think the joke last night was the bass player was Nookie Jones.
Good. Right. Oh, that's good.
You know, but we would like to keep the audience guessing.
Keep guessing.
You know, I mean, they think Cameron is Nookie Jones.
I know. Everybody thinks that.
Everyone does.
Everyone,
so,
is he coming, Nookie?
Yeah.
Yes,
once
coming.
They find out he isn't, then they're like, wait, well, then who is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we're trying to keep that open.
Yeah.
You know.
You could always wave to him in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he just stepped out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good mystery. So what's been the experience when you've been out there in new areas? What's it like to see a new audience?
Well, I'd say it's always been, it's been good. And it's great. It's like I said, like this set that we do is funky, so it's pretty hard to not get down. Yeah, and it's always great, you know, like we'll show up to a new market and there's people that know the songs and they're singing
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
and you know, teaching other people the songs.
Yeah,
and all
that's
that.
Cool.
So yeah.
Yeah,
good.
I've been surprised at we, you know, the range of audience, the ages that are into it. Like last week, I think we played a show. It's probably 60 plus, you know,
mm-hmm.
A ton of them, and little kids, you know, and they seem to get down. it just surprised, you know, a big age range of
that's
people
good.
That seem to like it. So that's been really nice going on the road and kind of not expecting that. And it seems to go over pretty well.
Well,
so.
People are interested in loving no matter what age they are.
That's right.
There's some sensual
music on
this CD.
I guess that wasn't a surprise, but it's nice. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. So what's the plan for the next CD? Is it sometime in the next year? Or?
Yeah. We could probably say that much.
Yeah. Is that fair? I know it's always risky, but...
Yeah. We have new music that's going to be... We'll be releasing... very soon.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it. That's really fun. Appreciate you guys being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to end with Hello. Do you want to say anything about this song before we play it?
Yeah, this is like our Love at First Sight song off the first album. And it's kind of like Kevin was saying, this is like the, this is about as all ages of a song as we have on that first record. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. And thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for being here. That's Nookie Jones on Center Stage Minnesota today off their album Nookie Jones. And we're going to hear the song Hello.